Martin Kingston het Vrydag as 'n direkteur van die Suid-Afrikaanse lugdiens bedank en dit het die wenkbroue laat lig weens die tydsberekening van sy bedanking. Nou die SAL is natuurlik in Desember verlede jaar in sake redding geplaas en is op die oomblik desperaatlik op soek na die 2 miljard rand wat die regering vir die lugdienste beloof het, maar dit nog nie oorbetaal het nie. Martin Kingston is nou op die lyn.
Well, thank you very much for asking, Rick, and good afternoon to you and your listeners. I resigned because, as you've correctly pointed out, the Board of SAA placed the business in the hands of the business rescue practitioner at the beginning of December. And in so doing, we effectively relinquished authority and responsibility for the underlying assets, operations and business. The Board carried on and does carry on in a statutory manner, but in fact takes instructions from the business rescue practitioner and has no line of control and no authority with respect to the business. So, as far as I was concerned, a smooth transition had been effected and there was no need or good purpose for me to carry on being involved on the board going forward.
The business rescue process is aimed to offer a short-term solution, and if successful, the SAA would come out of business rescue in a relatively short period of time. Would the board not then take control back of the company?
Well, I think that that's crystal ball gazing at the moment. The reality is that the business rescue practitioner's obligation is to try and maximize value for creditors, creditors who've been frozen as soon as the business rescue practitioner was appointed, and to minimize value destruction going forwards. We all accept, and I have no doubt that's the business rescue practitioner's view as well, that there will need to be radical surgery and restructuring of SAA and its underlying assets, its subsidiaries Mango, SAAT, and Air Chef, as well as the airline itself, if it is to survive. There's no doubt that if it does survive, we all hope it will be in a radically different form to the manner that has pre-existed. I think that if and when it comes out of business rescue, it will be a decision for the shareholder at the time to determine what board would be appropriate for the assets that emerge from the business rescue process. The current board may or may not be the right candidates for that future board, and I have no doubt that the shareholder will apply his mind at that time.
But the timing of your resignation is interesting. Last week we read that the SAA is desperate to receive the 2 billion rand government promised the airline last year but hasn't paid over. We've also read of the SAA planning to sell planes. Why did the SAA not put out a statement articulating the reasons for your resignation, as you said earlier?
Well, I think that that's a matter that you must ask either the board or the shareholder. My own view is that I'm one of a number of directors. There were 9 directors on the board at the time that I left, far more than is required for a quorate. I hear you and agree about the need to be able to secure 2 billion or indeed additional funding to ensure the survival of the airline and the business going forwards. The board is in no way involved in any of those discussions with the lenders, nor indeed with respect to operational decisions, including the disposal of assets. I don't want to be in a position where there's an association of those decisions or discussions with board members who in fact are sitting on the sidelines as this particular process plays itself out. We're not involved in any manner, and I think it was necessary and appropriate to clarify that, which I did in my letter to the minister when I made it apparent that I was available to serve in providing insight, input, institutional memory, if and to the extent that was required by him, by the board, or indeed by the business rescue practitioner, but that I didn't need to remain on the board to avail that support to the company.
So there hasn't been any communication between the board and the business rescue practitioner since it was put into business rescue last year?
No, we've had a number of meetings with the business rescue practitioner, but in the final analysis, the executive reports now to the business rescue practitioner, the banks and the engagement with the banks and the shareholder are the responsibility of the business rescue practitioner, not the board going forward. If and to the extent he wishes to access information or support from the board, that's a conversation that he can initiate. Indeed, we had a number of discussions with the business rescue practitioner to try and ensure that he was brought up to speed, he and his team of advisors, as quickly as possible, and that work will carry on. And I've indicated to both business rescue practitioners, in fact, that I'm available to provide input should they so desire.
Martin, you are also attending the UK Investment Conference, Q, wear the hat there as a representative of Rothschilds and Company, as well as Business Unity South Africa. How's it going at the conference?
There are 20 countries represented here in the UK. I think some 12 or 13 heads of state that are present. It was opened by the Prime Minister Boris Johnson this morning. It's a one-day investment conference, really reinforcing relations between the UK and a number of countries in Africa. South Africa is very well represented. I've already spoken to the Minister of Finance, who was here, Minister De Lille, the Minister of Public Works, who was here, the Minister of Durco has also been in attendance. I saw her yesterday. So there's a strong showing from South Africa and significant opportunities both for trade and investment with the UK as well as trade and investment with our African neighbours as well.
What is the core message from South Africa to potential investors in the UK?
The message, of course, is that we are very committed to galvanizing investment from abroad to answer the sort of questions that you've been asking about the state of our economy, about what steps are being taken with respect to state-owned enterprises. You can imagine that SAA and ESCOM are high up on the list of clearing away any obstacles and hurdles to ensuring investment, because I think we all remain committed to the fact that it's going to be the private sector, as well as and supplemented by international investors, that bolsters economic activity in South Africa. And we need to be able to ensure that that message is understood by all potential offshore investors and partners, including those in the UK and in Africa.
That was Martin Kingston, a former director of the SAA and representing Rothschilds and Company and Business Unity South Africa at the UK Investment Conference.